The Catapult by The Patchwork Players.
Once upon a time in a faraway kingdom, a beautiful young princess was getting ready to celebrate her birthday. Now, the most important thing about celebrating her birthday was the discussion with her father, the king, because he was a king and he was going to make her the important birthday offer.
My darling daughter, my favorite daughter, well, my only daughter, it has come to my attention that it is your birthday, and as such, I wish to grant you a birthday wish. Anything that you desire shall be yours. I am the king of the kingdom, and thus I command it. Do you wish diamonds? Do you wish jewels? Gold? Fame? Do you want fine clothes? Do you want me to pay children to pretend to be your friend? Anything that you desire will be yours. And what is your wish, my dear?
I can have anything I want for my birthday. Anything at all?
Anything that you desire. The kingdom is yours.
Well, now, that's kind of hard. Maybe I should have 12 beautiful white horses. Or I could have, well, I could have 100 new ball gowns with matching shoes and earrings and hats. Oh, I could even have a whole bunch of candy stores, and I can eat chocolate every day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. What should I wish? Oh, wait, I know what I want. I've got my birthday request, Father.
Yes, my dear, and what is it that you desire?
This year for my birthday, I would like cats.
Cats? Why, certainly, cats. Cats will be yours if that is your wish. Now, my dear, would you like black cats or white cats or orange cats? Long-haired cats, short-haired cats, no-haired cats, cats with 6 toes, those polydactyl cats? What kind of cats do you desire?
Yes, Father, that's exactly what I want.
Well, which is it? The black cats, the white cats, the orange cats, the long-haired cats, the short-haired cats, the no-haired cats, or the polydactyl cats?
No, Father, you don't understand. This year for my birthday, I would like all the cats in the kingdom. That's what I want.
All of the cats in the kingdom?
Exactly.
Well, I did promise you that that would be your birthday wish, and thus I do command it. Calling forth throughout the kingdom, bring forth all cats and kittens to the castle for the beautiful princess's birthday. I command it a royal decree.
And indeed they did. They came and they brought cats. They brought hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, even millions and billions and trillions of cats. Pretty soon there was white cats and gray cats and stripy cats and calico cats. There was every kind of cat. Well, and they were everywhere. And the captain of the guard had quite a problem.
Oh, these cats! I can't stand it! I've got such terrible allergies to these cats! They're making me sneeze and my eyes are watering! I have to do something to get rid of these cats!
Well, just then, a stable boy came walking by and said, "Oh my goodness, Captain, what is the problem here?"
These cats! My allergies! These cats are making me sick! If I don't get rid of these cats, I'm going to have to quit and then I'll have no job! No, that can't be it. I have to get rid of these cats.
Well, I've got an idea. I think it might be time for a royal invention.
A royal invention? That sounds fabulous. A royal invention. What a clever lad you are. A royal invention. Yes, indeed. I'm on board with that. What kind of invention did you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking it was time to invent the catapult.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. You're a bright lad, you are. The catapult. Who would have thought of such a fabulous... What's a catapult?
Well, a catapult is kind of like a big giant spoon. You fill the spoon part up with cannonballs or rocks, you pull it back, let it go, and then, boing!
I've got it then. Your idea is we load up this catapult thing with rocks and stones. We throw the rocks and stones at the cats. The cats are so scared and frightened that they run away. Meow, meow, meow!
Not exactly. I've got a different idea. And he whispered it and explained. Do you think it'll work?
Well, I would have not have thought of that myself, but I think it will work.
So they built a big, giant, spoon-like catapult, and they brought it in, but they didn't fill it full of rocks or cannonballs. Instead, they filled the spoon part right filled up with cats. Pulled it back, and then they let it go. Oh my goodness, that first batch didn't work out so well. Those cats fell right on their heads. Well, they were dizzy, they were walking around, they were bumping into walls. But then they said, let's try it again. And they filled it up full of cats and let it go. This time, those cats did not land on their head. They landed right on all 4 feet. Well, that worked so well, they loaded it up and they did it again. Oh my goodness, this is working out great. And so they loaded it up again and again. Every one of those batch of cats all landed right on all 4 feet. Well, after they emptied out the castle, the cats that landed on their feet were out there, and those cats had kittens.
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 And soon there was millions and billions and trillions of kittens. But something was quite interesting about these cats. And it happened that even to this very day, if a cat is up on top of a building or on a tree and it falls off, do you think it lands on its head? No, it does not. Cats land right on all 4 feet. And for that, we have to thank the wonderful invention of
the catapult.